Hi, I'm Gráinne Duffy, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Caught me in the middle of a dream. I was thinking how it could be. Well, I'm no pity. Well, I'm no shame. No mindless sections. No, no hate. Take me out there. Out where I belong. Every morning comes the sunrise bearing down on me. There in the silence, there in the moment where I long to be. When you're thinking all this living is
Well, I'm at Guildford, and with me is Gráinne Duffy.
That's the one. Hello, very nice to be here.
Brilliant. I just saw your the set you opened up for Paul Carrack tonight.
Yeah.
What a voice.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a dream come true for me opening for Paul, because he is such a great singer. So, I hope I rose to the occasion.
I mean, there was two or three songs. I mean, you do your blues stuff because that's where you're based around. But there was a couple of songs that you've written, which I just think are monsters that you sang tonight.
Thank you very much. Well, the new album is probably veering a little bit more towards country Americana, because I grew up actually listening to those kinds of records. Whenever I was younger, we had a record player in our house, and my father's collection was mostly like Hank Williams and old Johnny Cash, and it was Reba McEntire, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton. And so I've been listening to that since I was younger, so it must be in there somewhere. And I went to America and recorded this album. I was very influenced by the sound of Chris Stapleton and things like that, so I hope there's a wee bit of that coming through as well.
So where did you record, in Nashville?
I actually recorded in LA, because I wanted to work with a producer called Justin Stanley, who's worked a lot with Sheryl Crow and Eric Clapton and people like that, and we worked together, and he's got a studio in LA. So we did it there with some beautiful musicians like Doyle Bramall and Aaron Sterling and people like that.
Really. Wonderful. And the album's called?
The album's called Where I Belong.
Okay. And is that the new single?
That is. Well, actually, no, Where I Belong was released in September, and since then we followed it with the next track, which is My Love. Hi, I'm Gráinne Duffy, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Falling down.
'cause I gotta let you know.
Part of Ireland?
I grew up on the north, which is on the border in a place called County Monaghan, so I'm definitely a border girl in Ulster, so I'm right on the border of north and south in the north east coast.
Bit of a big family you were saying on stage.
Very big family. I've three brothers, three sisters, and then my mother went and fostered two more boys, and so we became nine children in the house. But we had a great time together, and I've no regrets coming from a big family at all.
And you said your mother was a little bit of a good, what was the word you said?
I said odd, but I probably should have said eccentric. I take it back now, I'm going to rephrase that.
So obviously they supported your musical career.
Exactly. Well, I have to say my mother was very open-minded. She didn't come from a musical family, and neither was my father, but my father loved listening to country music, and that was, I think, more important, that we were educated musically by listening. And we didn't get any formal training, and my mother and father didn't play music, so it was totally of our own bat. Myself and my sisters, when I was around 15, formed a band, thought we were going to be the next Fleetwood Mac, you know. And the chorus got there before us. We used to be going out rocking with like long skirts and hippie hairdos. But that's kind of the way we got our education, just playing bars, playing covers. And that's how I fell in love with music, really.
That's great. So how did you get onto the Paul Carrick tour?
Thankfully, Paul has an agent, Paul Charles, who got in touch with me, and he asked me to do it. So it was there through mutual contact, I suppose. And I was very delighted. Like, I mean, these things don't happen all the time. And for me, it was a great opportunity because I want to break more into playing in the UK. I do play it a lot, but it was lovely to be introduced to a new audience. Yes. And I have to say, this audience is fabulous. They're a real music loving. They're really quiet. There's no glow of the phones, and it's really nice.
Well, I think fans of Paul Carrack are that way.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they're loyal to that. And
yes, you know. I want them. I want to steal every one of them.
There you go. I mean, I know Paul's partner, Paul Fenn.
Yes.
He's an old friend of mine.
Exactly, yeah, and he's a great... They're both... I mean, I think what you know whenever you're working with agents like that, they're dealing with quality artists, and that's really important to me because it hasn't been like a quick rush of pop stardom or something for me. It's a totally other thing. I've been out in the road for years playing and, you know, building up my repertoire of songs and, you know, doing more and more live gigs, getting more experience, working with other bands, collaborating, and all of that is something that takes a long, long time, and then it's really rewarding when you're placed with somebody you have such respect for like Paul Carrack, because they're people who really like earned their developed their craft, and they've got really something unique. It's not a, you know, a TV show personality, somebody who come off a TV talent show or something, you know, and that's much more important to me.
Have you done any singing with Paul, any duets or anything?
No, God. Oh, apart from two of us duet our vocal exercises backstage. He does them in his dressing room and I do them in mine. And that's as close as we've got. No, I would absolutely love to. It would be a dream come true, but not so far.
That's good. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And good luck with the album and good luck with the new single, My Love, which
Thank
is coming out
much.
Soon.
Yeah.
We played the first single a few weeks ago, so I did get an MP3 of that.
Great.
And my audience loved it.
Ah, that's brilliant. I'm delighted to hear that, because I'm delighted to see country and Americana are getting so strong in the UK, and I don't feel like I'm such a hillbilly now liking that sort of music.
That's great.
Hi, I'm Gráinne Duffy and you are listening to Lee Williams. Just need